From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The sparring match between Pakistan's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, and its former Prime Minister, Benazir Bhutto, is entering a new round. There are reports tonight that Bhutto has been detained in her home. This comes just a day before she was set to begin what she calls a long march with her supporters from the city of Lahore to the capital, Islamabad. It's being billed as a march for democracy in protest of Musharraf's emergency rule. So with Bhutto in attention, what will happen with that protest? NPR's Philip Reeves spoke with us earlier from Lahore.
Well, one or two of her party members have said that they will go on the march, although it must be said at this point it's not really a march. It's a motorcade that's going to travel up from Lahore to Islamabad. But it's doubtful whether the police will allow that either, because this is against the emergency laws that Musharraf introduced just over a week ago.
How much public support is there for Benazir Bhutto and her plans?
Well, it's hard to gauge exactly how much support she has. She certainly has a strong support base in Sindh province, but opinion polls have not shown her doing particularly well. And it must be said that the Pakistani public generally has not been involved in the political crisis that has gripped this country for the best part of this year. They've tended to stay on the sidelines, worrying about more immediate issues such as rising prices and so on. But she does have a very well-organized party, and we can expect tomorrow that a number of her supporters will appear on the streets, and there may be confrontations between them and the police and other security forces. I think the other issue is whether the lawyers' movement, which supports the judiciary, which has been essentially purged by Musharraf since the emergency began, whether they will also join in following Bhutto. They are ambivalent about Bhutto because she hasn't been all that forthcoming until quite recently about the need to restore the judiciary, especially the Supreme Court and the Chief Justice.
Is there a scenario, do you think, Philip, where Bhutto and Musharraf would resolve their differences and resume talks on a transition to civilian rule?
Well, anything's possible in Pakistani politics. At the moment, Benazir Bhutto is saying that all talks are off, but it's not inconceivable that those negotiations would resume. And some headway has been made. Over the weekend, Musharraf did announce that elections would, after all, be held on time by the 9th of January, he said. And that was welcomed by Bhutto as a positive step. But she has many other demands, not the least of which is lifting the emergency, the release of thousands of political detainees. Musharraf must, she says, quit as army chief this week. And she wants to see the transition towards civilian rule advanced. So there's still a big gap between her position and his.
And if those elections are, in fact, held by January 9th, it would still be likely under emergency rule in Pakistan. What would that mean for the opposition parties who might be running?
Well, some of the opposition parties are now saying that they might decide to boycott these elections on the grounds that they say they would be a sham. It's impossible to campaign under emergency rule, especially given that a large number of political activists at this time are in jail. In Pakistan, it's quite rare for elections to be free and fair. The intelligence services have a record of meddling in elections. And if these elections are conducted under emergency rule, it's a fair assumption that people will feel that they weren't free and fair, and that will significantly undermine their credibility.
Okay, NPR's Philip Reeves in Lahore, Pakistan. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.